From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Victor Beatty reporting. The leaders of the United States and Japan have underscored decades of post-war reconciliation in their bilateral security alliance in a symbolic joint visit to the Pearl Harbor Memorial in Hawaii. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe expressed what he called sincere and everlasting condolences to the families of the more than 2,400 Americans killed in Japan's surprise attack on U.S. naval and air forces 75 years ago that brought the U.S. into World War II. Mr. Abe said, "We must never repeat the horrors of war." President Obama called the U.S.-Japan alliance the cornerstone of peace in the Asia-Pacific region and a force for progress around the world.
The presence of Prime Minister Abe here today remind us of what is possible between nations and between peoples. Wars can end. The most bitter of adversaries can become the strongest of allies. The fruits of peace always outweigh the plunder of war. This is the enduring truth of this hallowed harbor.
Mr. Abe's visit to Pearl Harbor, seen as a response to President Obama's trip to Hiroshima, Japan in May, site of the U.S. atomic bombing, one of two in 1945, aimed at bringing World War II to an end. Nearly 300 members of Somalia's federal parliament were sworn in Tuesday by the country's chief justice weeks after a month-long election conducted among thousands of clan elders. More parliamentary elections are expected, giving the chronically unstable East African country nearly 350 lawmakers. But the office of president remains unfulfilled. That election has been put off for a fourth time with no new date set. The country has not had a stable central government since 1991. This is VOA News.